With SRN News, I'm John Scott. European nations have rallied behind Ukraine, emphasizing that peace cannot be achieved without Kyiv's involvement. This comes before a planned meeting between President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska this week to discuss ending the war. European leaders have expressed concerns that Kyiv might be pressured into giving up land. More information released about the man who killed a police officer at CDC headquarters on Friday. Correspondent Julie Walker.
A Georgia man who blamed the COVID vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal has been identified as the shooter who opened fire late Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta, killing a police officer. The 30-year-old man, identified as Patrick Joseph White, was armed with 5 guns, according to an official speaking on condition of anonymity. He died during the incident. White also tried to get into the CDC's headquarters, but was stopped by guards before driving to a pharmacy across the street and opening fire. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana has sparked a backlash. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved, and IndyCar asked that its intellectual property not be used. But DHS officials said they won't stop promoting the nickname. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Wall Street hoping for another winning week. Stocks are at or near record highs. This is SRN News. A fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has established a 2028 Olympic Games task force to prepare for the big event in Los Angeles. While announcing the task force, Mr. Trump also took time to praise Gene Sykes, chair of the U.S. Olympic Committee Board of Directors, for banning men from competing in women's sports. The president said the United States will not let men steal trophies from women at the 2028 Olympics. The IOC is still considering the matter. This is SRN News. Michigan's governor is trying to convince President Trump to change course on tariffs that affect the auto industry.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer met privately this week with President Donald Trump about how the automotive industry is being hurt by his tariffs. She told Trump that economic damage from the tariffs could be severe in Michigan, a state that helped deliver him to the White House in 2024. According to people familiar with the private conversation, Trump offered no specific comments, but White House spokesman Kush DeSantis says no other president has taken a greater interest in restoring American auto industry dominance than President Trump. Donna Water, Washington.
Fed official Michelle Bowman saying that this month's weaker than expected report on the U.S. job market is strengthening her belief that interest rates should be lower. She was one of 2 Fed officials who voted to lower the interest rates in the recent meeting. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.